Welcome to the Dose of Courage podcast. I'm your host, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. I'm here to encourage, challenge, and equip you to become bolder, more confident, and courageous enough to be who God has called you to be, do what God has called you to do, and take possession of everything He said you could have. Courage Crusaders, let's go. This episode is brought to you by Dose of Courage Ministries. We are an online community on Facebook, and we exist to give you a daily dose of courage to help you develop a relationship with the living Word of God and put into action the lessons and principles learned. Why? Because the key to becoming bolder, more confident, and courageous is in the doing of the Word. It's not enough to hear the Word or study the Word. Nope, we have to do what it says, and that takes courage. But first, we have to actually spend time in it and understand it. So in the community, I share daily doses of courage. Each week, I share a message to encourage and challenge you. And every month, you'll be invited to join me for my Bible reading. Be sure that in this community, that you can encourage other people, you can be encouraged, you can share scriptures, prayer requests, and you can also share the steps that you're taking to become who God has called you to be. Listen, if this sounds like a community that was made for you, a woman of faith who is declaring war on fear and doubt, and you are dedicated to growing in your faith through the study of God's word, we'd love to have you. Hop on over to hashtag Dose of Courage on Facebook and join us today. What's up? Welcome back to all of you who've been rocking with me for a minute. Listen, y'all are showing me so much love with the ratings and the reviews. Please keep them coming. They are so very important to help other amazing people like you to find the podcast, right? So make sure you're sharing. Thank you for the reviews. Thank you for sending them to your friends and your family. I love it when y'all at me on Instagram and Facebook. I be feeling so loved, y'all. I appreciate it. To all of you first-time listeners, welcome. You can go ahead and send a thank you note to whoever shared this with you. They just blessed your whole soul. You don't even know it yet. If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and subscribe now. All the stuff we share here is amazing and is meant to help you become your most bold, confident, and courageous self, right? Absolutely. So I have been working out in quarantine. I dropped my husband off in Florida about 5 weeks ago, but at the time this is recorded. And when I got home, I thought to myself, when I got back, North Carolina had just gone into like the stay at home order. And I was like, okay, I'm going to be home. What can I do in this time? You know, I really want to make the best of every season, like whatever season it is. I want to be intentional about seeing God's hand and seeing opportunities. So one of the things I thought would be great was if I worked out. If I started to work out so I can get slim, thick. And then the next time I see my husband, he's like, oh, well, dang, I see you. Hey, that's what I, like, that's what I wanted to do. And so I reached out to a good friend, MC, and she created this plan for me, you know, and I've been working out and I've changed the way I've been eating. I've lost weight. I definitely have more energy. I've just been doing a lot of things to kind of build up my muscle and get healthier. And so even though I'm not a personal trainer and I'm not a bodybuilder, you know, I've learned a lot. Let me not say a lot. I've learned a few things about working out since I've been working with MC. Shout out to MC Hildreth. She's amazing. I'll drop a link so you can connect with her because she's been doing some great online workouts, which is obviously how I've been working out with her in this stay-at-home social distancing time. And so these are the things that I learned from her as it relates to like building my muscle is that our bodies are similar, but they're not all the same, right? So everybody can build muscle, but everybody's muscular composition and like makeup is just not going to be the same. Everybody's healthy weight isn't going to look the same. Two people can be the same weight and be also very healthy and still not look the same, right? So our bodies are very similar, but they're not the same. But no matter who you are, you can still build muscle no matter where you're starting. And so that was good because I'm certainly not a person who is in a very slim place, okay? Also, the next thing that I learned is that nutrition matters more than I think. So I don't really eat a lot, actually. Because I'm a recovering workaholic, I get up really early. I'm not really as hydrated as I should be, so I'm not hungry when I first wake up, and I'd rather just get to work. And I start with reading my Bible. So I'm like meditating, straighten the house, I meditate. I'm not really eating as many meals as my body looks like I'm eating. And so my metabolism has slowed way down. And she's like, it doesn't matter how much I work out, you know, nutrition is a big deal. Like it's huge. It's a huge part of it. She says like 80%, right? Nutrition matters more than I think. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, let me change up how I'm eating. Another thing that I learned from her is that I have to work it, have to work my muscles, work my body past the point of comfort. I can't just be on like a neighborhood stroll all the time. If I'm going to build muscle and get strong, and I do want to build muscle and get strong, then I have to work my muscle and my body past a point of comfort. It's going to, listen, she says past the part of comfort, but I'd be in pain. Like my legs be hurting. But after the first workout, my back actually hurt so bad. I thought that I had injured it. But then like the next, like 2 days later, it was fine. So it wasn't a true muscle injury. It was just the workout that she gave caused me to work out muscles that I hadn't worked out before, caused me to use things in my body. I'm like, I didn't even know this was a muscle. How do I have pain here? But if I want to build the muscle, I have to work it past the point of comfort. And the biggest thing, because in the first week, I lost 8 pounds right out the gate. And then my weight loss dropped drastically from then. I went on for the next few weeks to only lose about 2 pounds. So I lost 10 pounds for the month, but the bulk of that was lost in the first week. And so she was calling me during weeks like 2 and 3, just really encouraging me and checking in on me and holding me accountable, because she was like, the truth is, in order to get where I wanted to go as far as like my muscle and my strength, then the real key was consistency and time. That if I remain consistent in what I ate and what I put in my body, and I remain consistent with my workouts and increased, the amount of working out that I did, right? So like this week you work out this amount and that might need to increase that the next week. But if I stayed consistent and consistently increased my workout and the strength and the intensity of them over time, I would see more muscle. And then the last thing she taught me was like, there are levels to this. Listen, the nutrition and the workout that you have is based on what you're doing it for. So I'm not trying to be a bodybuilder. I also don't want to bulk up, right? I want to be strong so that my body can do what it was meant to do as far as like carrying me throughout this life. I want to be resilient. I want to be healthier. I want to have more power in my body, and I definitely want to have more energy in my body as well. I don't want to always be so tired or having to talk myself into doing just like my regular stuff. After work, at the end of the day, nothing's getting cleaned, not because I don't want to clean my house, but because I'm exhausted or like I've run some errands and now I'm tired. And I just don't want that. I want to have more energy. I want to be resilient, and I want to have more power. And since I've been working out, I've been thinking, this entire process sounds a lot like what it takes to build faith. I want you to stick with me, okay? It sounds a lot like what it takes to build faith. So for the first part, we are all given a measure of faith. We've all been given a measure of faith. We may not all have the same amount, but we've all been given a measure of faith, and it can grow. So whatever measure of faith you've been given, whatever measure of faith you're starting from, right now, today, when you're hearing this podcast, it doesn't matter whether or not the person next to you has that same amount of faith. All that matters is that you've been given some and you can grow it. Just like with our physical muscles. You see some body types are slender, more slender. And so they don't necessarily have the capacity to bulk up or to get so super huge, or maybe more difficult for them to do so. But they have muscle. They have some muscle in their body. They have a place that they can start from. The same is true for our faith. No matter what you've been through or where you've been or where you're starting from, maybe Sunday was yesterday for you when you're hearing this podcast and it's the first time that you gave your life to Christ. And so right now, this is like day one of you walking in your faith. And so you're like, listen, honey, I have like literally zero muscle. Or maybe you've been through some things and you've kind of turned away from God. And so now you have muscle atrophy, where you've lost muscle, where you once had great faith and now you don't, right? Doesn't matter where you are, at the end of the day, you have some faith to start with. And whatever faith you have, it can grow. This is the thing, though. Just like MC has taught me with my body, the same is true for our faith. We need to feed it well. Now, my health and my nutrition is lower on the processed things. And I just eat cleaner. It ain't super clean. I don't want y'all to think I'm out here in these streets like killing it, but it is cleaner than it was before. And I will probably grow to a place where it is even cleaner and even more healthy. But at the first gate, one of the first things we did is that I absolutely stopped eating like sweets every day. If it's not Sunday, or if it's not like a special occasion, I'm just not eating it. And I was eating sweets all the time before. We have to, because sugars do not feed my body well. What are you listening to? What are you taking in right now that is doing harm to your faith? Because it's not just that I have to eat well. It's also that I had to stop eating junk. So we have to stop consuming junk and taking in junk into our minds and in our hearts if we want to build faith. It is counterproductive. It makes no sense for me to be eating sweets every single day, highly processed foods every single day, and saying, oh yeah, but I ate my vegetable, or oh yeah, I took my juice plus, right? Which is like whole nutrition. Oh, that's what I supplement. No, that makes no sense. I can't eat a box of, you know, what is it? I can't eat a box of Boston baked beans, which I love, FYI, okay? I can't eat a box of Boston baked beans, which is a candy, and then be like, oh, but I had a salad for lunch. Like, no, I have to stop eating, stop feeding my body junk. You have to stop feeding your mind junk. So what junk are you feeding your mind? Is it the music you're listening to? Is it the news, the shows that you're watching? Or is it the conversations that you're having? Conversations that you are participating in, feeding your mind and your heart just absolute junk, things that are not going to help build your faith. I'm not saying you can't enjoy entertainment. Just like I said, I do eat for the most part. I eat dessert on Sunday. I say for the most part because I didn't have any this past Sunday. So it doesn't happen every day. But I do have a day of the week where I'm like, this is the day where I can have a treat. So I'm not saying that you can't have any entertainment or nothing fun, or it's got to all be, you know, just boring. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if the goal is to build your faith, you have to make sure you're not eating junk, things that are going to be counterproductive to you trying to build your faith, okay? What are the good foods that you are putting into your spirit so that you can feed your faith? Are you listening to sermons? This podcast? Are you in a Bible study? Are you reading? Are you having positive conversations? Are you being encouraged? Are you in prayer? Are you in your Bible? What type of music are you listening to? How are you feeding your faith? Because nutrition and building faith as a muscle, right? It is very important. It's more important than the things that you're doing. So it's not enough for us to do good works. You can't think like, oh, I'm out here doing good things and that is going to help me build my faith. Doing those good things, that's great. But what is your nutrition? What are you taking in? Because that's going to give you the energy you need to fuel the good deeds. That's going to give you the energy and the power you need to do the things in service and in love that you've been called to do. So are you being well fed? The next thing is exercising it. Just like we have to exercise our bodily muscles, we have to exercise our faith in order for it to grow. We have to step out on it, even when it's outside of our comfort zone. Even when we are hearing the word of God prompting us to do something where we feel like, oh, I'm not quite ready for that. This lady is talking about doing these dang on planks for 60 seconds. 60 seconds? I'm like, girl, I can't even do 15 seconds. But you know what? I set out to do 60 seconds and I got up to 15 and then I took a break and I did it again until now I'm up to like 30 seconds without going down. I still end up 60 seconds. Why? Because of where I started from. So there are levels to this. We ain't all the same. Some of y'all might get down to do a plank today and y'all might be able to do 60 seconds. Boom, that's good for you to exercise that muscle. But as for me and my house, we had a solid 30 seconds, okay? And the same is, it's also okay for the same to be true for your muscle, for your faith muscle. Stepping out on faith for you doesn't have to look like quitting your job. It can look like signing up for a coaching program that's gonna help you learn how to start a business, right? Stepping out on faith doesn't have to mean you marrying the first dude or first woman you see. It could just mean that you open up yourself to meeting somebody. Doesn't mean that you out here in the streets thotting and bopping, right? It just means I have to start where I am. And so, no, I'm not really dating anyone, but let me just get my mind and my heart open to dating. That is a step out on faith, depending on where you are. For some of you, your mind is open. Now it's time for your calendar to be open. Hello, get on a virtual date with somebody. That is my stepping out on. Faith is outside my comfort zone a little bit, but I have to do those things in order to build my faith. The word of God says faith comes by hearing and hearing comes by the word of God. But we know that it is not enough for us to be hearers. We also have to be doers in order to please God, because dead faith ain't faith. Dead faith don't move no mountains. So I have to put my faith in action. I have to put my faith to work. And the more times, the more often I put my faith to work, the more my faith is going to grow. So now I'm building my muscle, but I'm exercising that muscle of faith. And consistency is key. I have to be consistent in my reading of the word. I have to be consistent in my hearing of the word. I have to be consistent in my doing of the word. Consistency is key here. Just like I can't have one good meal a week and have 80% of my nutrition be trash, I can't only go to church on Sunday and maybe do a Wednesday Bible study and think that because I do a 5-minute devotional that I am truly feeding my faith. I've got to get in more time than that. Yes, I have to start somewhere. I'm with you. But do you have a plan that is gradually going to push you up so you are spending more time in the word? You are spending more time hearing. You are responding with action more often than you did before. Do you have a plan in the works? Because I can tell you this, I've been wanting to lose weight for a long time, but my desire to lose weight, am I reading up on Weight Watchers? Am I looking at new recipes? Am I looking at different things and workouts on Pinterest and me watching workouts on YouTube did not help me lose weight, and it did not help me gain 1 ounce of muscle. My desire and my research didn't do it. Hearing about it wasn't enough. I had to start actually feeding my body. I had to actually start moving and putting my body, exercising my body, exercising the muscle. That's the same thing we have to do with our faith. It's not enough for us to just be like, oh, well, I know I should go to church on Sunday, or I went to church on Sunday. A lot of times we also are like, oh, I've been praying. I love prayer. Make no mistake about it. I love prayer. There is no substitution for spending time in the Word of God. You can have all the supplements that you want, okay? You can have all the supplements that you want. There is no substitution for real fruits and vegetables, period. No substitution. Yes, I love Juice Plus. However, I still need to eat some kale. I still need to get some spinach in. Still need to get in some squash, some zucchini, some peppers, some apples and oranges. I still have to feed myself well. And it can't all be highly processed. The more highly processed it is, the less nutrients I get. The less nutrients I get, the less my body has to work with to build muscle. The same is true for you. Devotionals, commentaries, I love them as supplements, but the more of that processed work that you get, the less nutrients that you get from it. We have to be growing somewhere. Yes, a commentary on the Word of God is great. It is like green beans, right? Imagine a commentary as Gerber green beans. Y'all know Gerber, baby food. Then there are some nutrients in the baby food. It helps the baby grow. So if you are new to this, if you're just starting out, then get the devotionals, get the commentary, reading the devotional. That's great. That's wonderful. Watch the sermons. Listen to this. Great place to start. But at some point, you have to go from green beans that's Gerber, that's pureed, to something that's like the small bites. So now I've graduated. There has to be a plan where you are graduating. So now, yes, I still do use the devotionals because I like them. Yes, I still do use the sermons. But now I've also added in an actual Bible study guide. Maybe it's a book study to start with, right, where it's topical and I'm going to read the book and there are some, you know, faith elements, some biblical elements to it. And that's going to lead me to the Word. And then I'm going to graduate from that and I'm going to do a Bible study that is straight Bible, right? I'm going to learn about the book of Acts. It's going to take me to the Bible. It's going to break some things down. It's going to help me to build my muscle more, my understanding. It's going to help me build up my digestive system so that when I get the Word of God in me, I'm able to better digest it, which means I can absorb it, use it for energy to work out my faith. Come on now. Come on, Jesus, with the analogy. Come on, Jesus. Do you hear what I'm saying? Why? Why is it even important to build our faith? Because it's going to give you energy to live out your purpose. It's going to give you the energy you need to obey God. And let me tell you this, whatever your dream life is, the best life that you could possibly live is one that is ordained and purposed for you by God. How do I know that? Because you were created with a purpose. You have skills, talents, anointing, opportunity, connections, networking for a purpose. He has saved you for work that he has purposed for you. And when you build your faith, it gives you the energy to do that work. It strengthens your faith so that you can actually move mountains and not just pebbles. Some of us have been people in faith, people of faith, and have been in church for years. We grew up in church. We don't have faith that'll move a pebble. It says that you can have small faith, that small faith will move a mountain. Some of us not out here moving mountains. We out here barely moving sand, grains of sand. So if my faith is so small that it is only moving grains of sand, that means it's not even the size of a mustard seed. Because he said, if we had faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. You moving mountains, my sister? My brother, are you moving mountains? If not, that means that your faith is small faith. It is smaller than the size of a mustard seed. Now you can take that and run with it. And what that means is do not be troubled by this. It means that while I can recognize right now that my faith is smaller than the mustard seed, I thank God and I give glory to God today because I know that I can grow my faith. I know that if I feed my faith and feed my mind and my heart, my faith will grow. I know that if I respond to God every time he tells me to move, if I respond by faith, that's going to help my faith muscle to get stronger. And I'm going to grow to a place where I can look at a mountain and I can say, move mountain. And that mountain would pick itself up. I can say, mountain, throw yourself in the sea. And that mountain would pick itself up and throw itself in the sea. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? The reason I'm going to build my faith is so that I can move mountains because I know that in this life I will have trouble. But if I would trust and believe in God, that is the foundation of my faith, then I will be able to do the things he's called me to do. I will be able to be the woman he's called me to be. I will be able to boldly stand in the identity that has been given to me according to Christ Jesus. It is going to increase your spiritual health.
When things happen in this world, you will have peace that surpasses all understanding because you have grown your faith to a place where you are resilient. Sometimes you will get knocked down, but your bounce back will be a fool because of the faith that you have in you. It's not that you won't be injured. It's not that storms won't come your way. It is that you will be able to stand the test of time and you will be able to have the things that God said you could have, the peace and the joy that comes from trust in God. And that trust is based on your faith, and faith is based on you hearing the word, you spending time in the word, and you responding to that in action, because that is the only way by which we can please the Lord. So the question you have to ask yourself today is, where do you need support, right? Giving you all this information, asking yourself, okay, where is it that I need support? Do you need to start with feeding your faith? You need some support in feeding your faith. Maybe you want to try an independent Bible study. Maybe you want to join a Bible study group in the Dose of Courage community. As a part of the ministry, we have a women's Bible study Saturday mornings, 7:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, free to all women who want to come in and grow their faith. You want to feed your faith? Bible study is a great way to feed your faith. I also have a leadership Bible study for those of you who know and recognize yourselves as leaders, not only in the church, but leaders in life. And we've all been called to lead. We just don't all recognize ourselves as leaders. But if you are a person, you recognize your position as a leader in life, not just in ministry, in your life, in your home, on your job, in your community, in your family, then we also have a Bible study for leaders that's also on Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, that's a great place to feed your faith by a Bible study book. You can join a Bible study in your community. Maybe your church has Bible studies, and I've just invited you to join two of the ones that I have. Okay, maybe you need to grow in working it out. Maybe you've been spending some time in the Word and you feel like you're growing, but you are struggling with exercising that muscle. You got the nutrition down, but you ain't necessarily stepping out on faith. Maybe you want to start with coaching. Maybe you want to get some type of coach that's going to help you to do the next thing that you've been called to do, whether it's a spiritual coach, or maybe it is a business coach, a professional coach. Maybe you need somebody that's going to help you exercise your faith. You need somebody to teach you about finances so that you know how to invest, because I have faith in God and I know that God's been calling me to build wealth. And maybe you have the income, but you just don't know how to work your muscle in this area. You haven't stepped out and invested in that business. You haven't stepped out and invested in, you know, your dreams or your mutual funds or your 401k or whatever it is you are, you know, believing God for. You haven't been able to step out. So you need help working it out. You might need to hire a professional that can help you, that can teach you. You might need to enroll in a class that can show you the how of what you need to do so that you can step out on faith. Or maybe you're struggling with consistency. So you can do it sometimes, but then you ain't doing it all the time. It's like Morris code. You on, you off, on, off, 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 right? So I encourage you to join community. Again, the sponsor for this episode is Dose of Courage Ministries. Our online community has sponsored this. And so we'd love to have you. It's a great community. Or you can join some other community, even if it's not the Dose of Courage. If you're a fellow, you have to join somebody else's community because the Dose of Courage is for women only. Sorry, fellas. You can have accountability in community. Maybe you're having some struggle and consistency. The Courage Circle is a discipleship program. I'll put a link to that also. That's something good. Also, joining the Courageous Tribe, that's something that'll help you to stay consistent. You want to be consistent in feeding your faith. The Courage Circle is amazing, and the Courageous Tribe are both things that will help you to remain consistent in reading and applying the word. So what steps do you need to take today to build your faith? What do you need to do? You've identified where you need support. You need support feeding your faith. You need support exercising it. You need support with consistency. Okay, identify where you need support and then make the decision right now. What step What's the next best step you can take to build your faith? So don't just say, oh, I need to feed my faith. Sign up for the Bible study. Sign up for an independent Bible study, right? If you're identified that you need to work it out, do some research, get you a coach, get you an advisor, join a class, get an online course, go back to school, whatever it is you need to do, start studying for that real estate exam, right? I recognize that I need to work it out, get marriage counseling, right? I realize that I need to work it out. So what step are you going to take to work it out? Are you going to schedule that appointment with the therapist today? Are you going to schedule that appointment with your financial advisor? What next step are you going to take? You need to be consistent. Are you going to join the community today? Are you going to sign up for the Courage Circle, which is a discipleship program? Are you going to sign up for the Courageous Tribe, which is created and designed to help you build a daily habit? What steps do you need to take today? What is the next step you can take? If you're still not certain with what your next steps need to be, or you're not certain where you need support, I encourage you to connect with me, because I'd love to help you get some clarity around your next step. You can schedule a complimentary clarity call. Go to the website, couragemolina.com. You can slide in my DM on Instagram. I'm Courage Molina there. I'm Courage Molina on Facebook. Or you can email me, courage@couragemolina.com. That comes directly to me. I answer all my emails personally. So what are we doing? How are we ending this? We're going to do some assessing. Where do you need support? Once you've identified where you need support, two, you're going to take action today, the day that you hear this. If it is at midnight and you are listening, roll on over, pick up that phone and join the group, do a Google search, put something on your calendar so you can take the next step. Three, if you are still unclear, you are going to reach out and connect with me, and I'm going to walk you through this thing. All right. I love you. I pray that this has blessed you. If you just want more information on building your faith, you want to do a Bible study on building your faith, again, you can go to couragemolina.org and check out the resources that we have on faith, whether it is the Bible study guide or devotional or whatever. There are lots of things there, plus the things that I've named. All the things that I've mentioned are listed in the show notes. You got to do is just click and scroll down. If this has resonated with you, go ahead and hit the share button right now. Copy the link and share it with 10 of your friends. Share it on social media and at me, Courage Molina. Let me know that this blessed you. By letting people know that they blessed you is a blessing to me, to hear that this work that I've done has fallen on somebody who needed to hear it. Even if you're the only person, girl, even if you're the only person, dude, I'm going to rejoice in that. So let me hear from y'all. All right, until next time, I love you guys. Be strong and very courageous.